Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Lauren Collins, 18, drives home to Ohio from University of Kentucky. Suddenly, a runaway tire bounces over the cement barrier and smashes into her windshield. She dies of serious injuries in the hospital. 6 days later, Ricky Rader tells police he lost a tire that night and did not know it hurt someone. But a recorded phone call from Rader to an inmate the night Collins died reveals Rader saw the whole thing, including the crash, and left without calling 911.
Nancy, in addition to witnessing the accident, Rader actually reinstalled his tire before leaving the scene of the crash. Rader borrowed lug nuts from the other wheels on his 1993 Ford F-250 to secure the tire well enough to get away. Lauren Collins had just finished her first year at the University of Kentucky, where she was studying fashion marketing.
Ricky Rader, 37, now charged with leaving the scene of an accident and failing to render aid. Florida police notice an ambulance driving erratically, and they try to provide an escort. When they learn the ambulance is stolen, that escort quickly turns into a chase. Ariel Choir, 30, steals the ambulance from Golisano Children's Hospital and goes for a joyride. She speeds, swerves, drifts across lanes, runs red lights, and nearly flips the ambulance on a curb before stopping at an intersection. Cops take the opportunity to wrestle Choir from the driver's seat and arrest her. Ariel Choir, now charged with grand theft, fleeing, and resisting arrest. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We're now learning that the 20-year-old man who attempted to assassinate former President Donald Trump was not brought to the attention of law enforcement until he was first spotted at Saturday's rally when some in the crowd noticed the suspect behaving oddly outside the political event. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Law enforcement officials were initially alerted to Thomas Matthew Crook's suspicious behavior outside the event, but despite a swift search, they could not locate him before he managed to access a rooftop and open fire. The shooting resulted in the tragic death of one spectator and has prompted a thorough investigation by the FBI, which is treating the incident as a potential act of domestic terrorism. However, the absence of a clear ideological motive has fueled various conspiracy theories. The FBI reports that Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, had bomb-making materials in his vehicle and is believed to have acted alone. Despite extensive searches, investigators have found no threatening comments or ideological positions on his social media accounts to explain the attack. During the chaos, the Secret Service quickly escorted the presumptive Republican presidential nominee off the stage.
Former President Trump later stated on social media that the upper part of his right ear was pierced in the shooting. A Washington state judge has ruled that Attorney General Bob Ferguson cannot enforce a subpoena seeking decades of records from the Seattle Archdiocese. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
This ruling comes despite Ferguson's claims that these records are necessary to determine if the Catholic Church used charitable trust funds to cover up sexual abuse by priests. Judge Michael Scott sided with the Archdiocese, stating that under state law governing charitable trusts, Ferguson lacks the authority to enforce the subpoena. The law includes an exemption to prevent state interference in religious practices. In response, Seattle Archbishop Paul D. Etienne issued a written statement expressing the church's willingness to provide relevant records and work with Ferguson on the investigation in a lawful manner. Ferguson, a Catholic himself, announced that his office will appeal the decision. The state contends that while the law protects religious practices, using charitable trust money to conceal or facilitate sexual abuse is not a protected religious practice. The legal battle began in May when Ferguson filed the case, accusing the church of obstructing the investigation by refusing to comply with the subpoena. The archdiocese responded by expressing surprise at the allegations, stating it welcomed the investigation and shared the state's goals of preventing abuse and helping victims heal. Church officials argued that the records requested by the state were excessive and irrelevant, including receipts dating back to 1940. The Seattle Archdiocese encompasses over 170 pastoral locations and 72 schools.
This case is part of a broader trend, as 23 states have conducted investigations into the Catholic Church, with at least 9 issuing detailed reportings on their findings. In many instances, these reports have uncovered information beyond what the church had voluntarily disclosed.
Thanks, John. Aaron Johnson gets in an argument with his wife and decides to find another place to spend the night. He drives 30 minutes southeast from Birchwood, Wisconsin, to a campground. He sets up a teepee and settles in. He's never heard from again. His cell phone goes straight to voicemail. It's not even pinging. It takes cops nearly 2 months to find his truck. They also find clothing, including gloves, boots, and pants, wallet still inside. Cops get a tip. Somebody spotted a man wearing only a tank top and boxers the day after Aaron leaves Birchwood. The tipster asked Aaron if he needed help. Aaron said no and kept walking. Cops believe Aaron may have been suffering from hypothermia. Aaron Johnson, 34, 5'6", 200 pounds, shaved head, and arm sleeve tattoos. Now missing 4 years. If you have info, call Rusk County, Wisconsin Sheriffs, 715-532-2200. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.